Would anyone get a prayer book for King Rinpoche? Is there a reading? Thanks. For those who need the Chinese prayers, a foundation of good qualities. One more, thanks.我们先念诵这个《般若波罗蜜多心经》，在这个小本的法本里面第三页。那如果你会背的话，你也可以背出来，不用看。《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨。 行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识，亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净不增不减。
是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故。 菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。 故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝，帕拉伽帝，帕拉桑伽帝，波利梭哈。好，接着我们要念诵的是功德本颂，就是英文的叫 Foundation of All Good Qualities。 功德本颂。 唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫。 迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸果众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱了。 唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知即大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同摩洛有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种界。 不屈羞耻不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律，唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道，唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸甚中最殊甚金刚甚，彼具善缘众生正精度，彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二悉地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法，唯愿加持令我诸如是开示显圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息，唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so we do short breathing meditation, then after that we do, as usual, we do Shakyamuni Buddha practice. So then first, try to keep your back straight, then breathe gently, then focus your mind on the breath. That's a few minutes, yeah.
现在呢，我们先做一个简短的共修，就和以前一样哦，我们先观我们的呼吸，过后呢，我们再做一个很简短的释迦牟尼佛共修。呼吸时最重要就是背要挺直，然后呢，你的呼吸要很自然、很柔顺，然后将你的心圆念连于你的呼吸。
Okay, so then next, in front of oneself, Bishalai Buddha Shakyamuni.
近日呢，观想在我们的前方的虚空有一座释迦牟尼佛本尊像。
Is seated under sun, moon, lotus, and golden throne like that.
本尊释迦牟尼佛相好光明，坐在一个金色的轮座上，上面呢有一个莲花座。莲花座上面呢有个日轮和月轮。
So then, his right hand, the touching mudra on the earth, resting on the knee at the right. So then, left hand as a meditation posture. Then wearing the robes.
这样的本师释迦牟尼佛的右手呢是放在他的膝盖上面做触地印。左手呢是结痂做那个进修的禅印。
So like that, so in front of oneself, you know, like made of light, lightly, you know, look very pleasant, visualize like that.
然后呢，我们观想的时候呢，本师释迦牟尼像呢是非常是放出大光明的，它是一个光的身体，然后它你要把它观想的栩栩如生。
So then, around oneself, sentient visualize all six realm sentient beings, but in respect of human beings.
然后在我们的周围呢，围绕着六道的众生呢，他们都是以这个人道的相出现的。
Okay, so now, then we recite the Buddha Shakyamuni Mantra seven times, So that time visualize the light rays, nectar come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, then enter yourself and other sentient beings by then purified the physical pain, the mental suffering, the root of the suffering, all totally purified, so you can visualize. Okay, so we do this 7 times.
接着呢，我们要根据我们这样观想的念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的咒语7次。在念诵的时候呢，我们要观想呢本师释迦牟尼佛的身体放出大光芒，并降下甘露。这光芒和甘露呢进入我们的身体，还有所有六道的一切众生的身体，然后呢就完完全全净除，把它除掉了我们身体上还有我们心理上所感受到的痛苦，这样呢我们所有的一切痛苦和障碍呢全部呢跟着这个光还有这个甘露呢全部排出体外，那我们身体是光明的。
So then especially if you have some difficulties in the mind, stress or unhappy or hatred, anger in the mind, thenor jealous, whatever, the disturbing thoughts. If we have, then very good meditation like that, you know. Nectar come out, you know, then into your body, then it came out from your body like that. Nothing exists there, you know, meditate like that. Then your mind becomes very relaxed to listen to the teaching.
所以呢，当特别是当我们有什么特别的烦恼，心里有些烦恼啊，比如说有些比较生气一些东西了，有嗔怒了或妒忌了等等的心理呢，我们可以借助这样的观想的方法，这个光呢照入我们的身体，而甘露进入我们的身体，然后把这个烦恼呢完完全全从我们的心里呢去除清掉了除掉了。然后这时呢，我们的心呢就会觉得很平和、很柔顺。
So it's important, you know, to listen to teaching. Your mind must be peaceful. Your mind is so much disturbed by negative emotion that difficult to listen. You know, even you listen, then always feel negative. You know, so like that. So must purify it. You know, make your mind relax.And listen to teaching. Yeah.
所以呢，当特别当我们心里呢起烦恼或心里有烦恼的时候呢，我们很难呢坐下来要听啊听闻，就是平常听别人讲话也有困难。所以呢，如果我们有烦恼的时候，我们的心呢就很难听闻这个佛法。就算听了呢，我们心里会觉得有一种很负面、很强烈的情绪，还是在那边干扰着我们。所以在听佛法之前呢，我们必须把这样的东西哦完全净化掉，让他们呢不存在我们身体的任何的部位，这样我们的心呢就能够很平和的去听。
Okay, meditate as I mentioned before. So recite this Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. Yeah.
所以呢，现在我们就持着我们的观想的念诵，好这个佛号。他呀他哦牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他哦牟尼牟尼玛哈
So like that. So it's good, you know, this short meditation like that, then visualize Buddha Shakyamuni, then possible for us, you know, visualize you making prostration like that. You know, if you have time like that. Then after that you visualize numberless of offering, make offer to Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha like that. So after that then you do this purification practice. Okay, then lastly then do the dedication. Due to this merit, may I quickly achieve or become full enlightenment like Buddha Shakyamuni like that, you know.
这样简短的共修呢，其实是非常有利益的。 它对我们是很有利益的。 我们可以这样做简短的观想，观修。 本是释迦牟尼佛就在我们的前面呢， 然后我们就先做顶礼。 顶礼呢， 我们顶礼呢是顶礼如海一般的所有的觉悟的众觉者，然后我们也观想如海如云如海一般的广大的供养，供养给所有的诸佛菩萨，然后呢我们就做这样的观想，这样的净化的修行。 然后过后呢，我们就把我们所积累的这样的功德呢回向给所有的众生，回向给我们自己，能够证得像本师释迦牟尼佛一样的佛的果位。
Don't have the prayer. Lama Dhamma Chum Dende, the what? You have that? Lama Dhamma Chum Dende, the what?
Lama Dhamma Chum Dende.
That's the what.
Praise to Shakyamuni Buddha.
The English. That part. at the prayer there, you know, very beginning there, all call. No, you don't have to read. Just translate. To the pounder, the Adonai, in down transcendental destroy the one gone behind, Kapo destroy the completely perfect, fully awakening being, perfect in knowledge and with
Translatory.
Good conduct, Sukhata, nor of the world, supreme guide of human beings, to be. I don't tempt teacher of God and human being to you. I completely, fully awakened one, and the Adron transcendental destroyed. Not this one, the long, short one. Lama Dhamma Chum Dende, the short one. Not this one.
其实在这个英文的法本里面呢，他就说敬礼本是释迦牟尼佛，而敬礼本就是释迦牟尼佛有。 佛有十个名号，就是我们有十个称呼佛的方法。
The short one there, you know. The Guru, the Founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, Perfectly Complete Buddha, Glorious Conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate, make offering and go for refuge. Please grant me blessing. Grant me your blessing. Huh? The short one.
所以大家找到了吗？这英文的、华文、中文的翻译不在我们这里，可是呢，我们可以看到、它的意思就是
last one.
这个英文的法本才有，就是Lama Dongpa Chom Dende， 这是藏文啊。这英文的就是我们在顶礼的时候呢，我们一边顶礼，我们可以这样念啊 ：Do the Guru Founder Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat Perfectly Complete Buddha Glorious Conqueror Shakyamuni Buddha I Press Streaming Offerings and Go For Wish Please Grant Me Blessings。好，就是通常我们念的时候，我们都会念得很快，因为我们配合我们三顶礼，然后这么念。像中文的呢，你看
Translate in Chinese 的、
中文的，你看我的佛友很好，他已经。在这里了，你看科技的好处，它就是礼敬，就 prostrate 顶礼供养啊。所以你在做顶礼的时候，你可以观想供养的，那么啊，然后皈依导师、世尊、如来、应供、正遍知、明行足、善事、世间解、调御丈夫、无上士、天人师佛。所以他总共有这个称号，然后呢，当然我们藏文通常我们有些吉祥的话，我们叫吉祥世尊圣者释迦能人。
So like that, you know, this very short prayer you can recite, and every you know recite that. Then Lama Dhamma Chumden Tishi Shabha Dhamma Yantaba Zobe Sanje Bejawa Shaja Tuba. So that means.Talk about Shakyamuni Buddha, you know. So visualizing Shakyamuni Buddha in primary view like that, you know.
你看天文学是怎样念的，他们是背起来的藏文哦，他们就一边，那么多这么点点点信息报道，他们是很快的，就这样哦，做顶礼然后供养的。
Okay,
所以呢，我们可以一边呢观想本师释迦牟尼佛就在前面呢，我们做顶礼，然后念这个赞颂文。就是礼敬供养皈依导师世尊如来应供正遍知明行足善事世间解调御丈夫无上士天人师佛吉祥世尊圣者释迦能人。
So like that, keep the book here. So like that. So, so then I Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate. You know. So then that time you.Remember Buddha Shakyamuni, put your palm together, I prostrate. So, in Tibetan word, chak tsal, that's two words. You know, chak is like, what call? Can be understood as a clean, you know, clean. Chak is remove or clean. Either remove or clean, anyway, so like that. So chak means purify my negative karma, clean my negative karma like the chak. Then chal means, you know, asking some, give me something like that, you know.
Requesting for the qualities of Buddha.
Give me something. So chal is like that. So this have two meaning there. But English, I don't know, prostrate, yeah.
Okay, so in the...通常我们就是在念那个藏文的祈祷文的时候呢，我们是顶礼啊，顶礼的对象是本师释迦牟尼佛，所以呢，我们可以双手合十呢，然后顶礼。然后在藏文里面呢，这个顶礼哦叫做 chaksel， 你如果读那个什么 chakselo 就是顶礼的意思。这样的藏文是两个啊，两个音节合在一起的。刹，第一个音节是刹，刹就是有净化，净化什么呢？就净化我们业障的意思。然后呢 ，sell 的意思呢，就是说呢，你跟佛啊，本师释迦牟尼佛祈求啊，祈求，当然我们祈求他的功德。
So like that simply mean that you know, purified or clean up my all negative karma or delusion, and chal means give me all the blessing. So can be understood that way. You know, chal, yeah.
所以当我们做顶礼的时候，我们念这个 Chaselu 的时候，就是叫祈请哦，祈请这佛啊、菩萨，我们顶礼的对象呢，净化好所有一切，我们所有的一切啊、烦恼啊、业障啊，然后请加持我，请给我你所有的功德哈、哦，就加持我。
So, so, so I mean, so here, you know, when you say Chakchal, I prostrate, you know, when you say that, so, you know, also same time you meditate, you know.So normally you put your palm together, two palm together, then touch at the forehead, touch at the throat, touch at the heart. If you do three times, it's like that, forehead, throat, at the heart. You know, if you do three times, then touch three places like that.
所以当我们做顶礼的时候，像佛菩萨顶礼的时候，你讲我顶礼哦，唱三路，这样你就要观想哦，你要观想这个佛菩萨在你前方的虚空，然后你双手合十呢，先放在你的额头的位置，然后放在你的喉间喉部，然后放在你的心间，所以三次哦，额头、喉还有心间。
So like that, also I mean, normally that in the text is mentioned, you know, put your two finger, the two thumb inside. Then, you know, don't what to call? Huh? What is? Huh? Plat, don't plat. I don't know. Huh? Claps.
Flatten.
So normally people doesn't know, do like that.You know, in the text, in the sutra, you say, not like that. But put your thumb inside and do like that. You know, two thumb can be inside. Two thumb go inside, then put like that. You know, so then that time is, you, what you call, you can visualize holding the jewel inside your hand like that. You know, same time you can visualize offering to Buddha Shakyamuni.No, like that with two hands. You can, you know, shouldn't be like that. This text mentioned, you know, so put like that.
就当我们做顶礼的时候呢，经文中是有一些，有一些指示的。比如说，当我们双手合十的时候呢，我们不应该平放的，我们是应该把我们的拇指呢向里面弯曲的，双手向里弯曲，然后呢把它合起来哟、哦。合起来，你看你的手掌中间就有个洞，对吗？这洞是让你观想哦，你其实手里握着一个珠宝，很珍贵的珠宝。那在观想手里握着珠宝呢，然后你呢供奉哦，供奉给本师释迦牟尼佛。啊，通常有些人你们不知道哦，不知道人的手掌都平放啊，这样平放啊，合在一起，这样好像拜拜这样，这是不合规矩的。在经文中啊，它这些是不正确的顶礼的方式啊，所以经文中其实有明示是这样做顶礼的。
So like that. So then, when you say prostrate like that, then first time you know to then touch at your forehead like that, you know. So then.Don't do quickly, possible, just put there and meditate. You know, you don't need to rush for the prostration. Put there and meditate. You know, when you put there, so that time, you visualize that, you know, nectar come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, enter yourself, then purify it. All the negative karma that accumulate from the body are totally purified. Just visualize that.
所以通常我们做顶礼的时候呢，我们像双手像放合十啊，拇指在里面呢，放在我们的额头。在放在额头的时候呢，我们要顶礼的时候，我们要给我们自己时间哦，慢慢做，不要像在那边就赶。做顶礼的时候就放在额头，就做观想。观想什么呢？就我们顶礼本师释迦牟尼佛。那本师释迦牟尼佛呢，降下甘露哦，那就净化了。 由我们的身体行为所造作而成的业障，那这些身体造作的业障呢，就由这个甘露哦降下来清掉了，化掉了。
So like that, then after that totally purified, then after that visualize that you receive the blessing of the Buddha's holy body, you know, receive that.Visualize that.
然后你得到什么呢？这些由身体造作的业障净化后呢，你得到佛的圣身体的加持。
So then also make strong prayer, and may I achieve like His holy body in future, you know, to benefit for sentient being like that.
然后你同时呢可以发大愿，愿我呢能得到像佛一样神圣的妙好的身体，能够利益所有的一切众生。
So then same time also make commitment, I never harm from my body for other sentient beings, much as possible. You know?
同时呢也发愿哦，不伤害啊其他所有一切众生的身体。
Okay, so the point is that you know.Just simple thing you can do meditation, just putting up two palms together on the forehead. So a lot of meditation, you can do that, you know.
所以呢，一个很简单、很简单的方法，就是我们做顶礼啊，双手合十放在额头啊，其实我们就可以配合这些观想，做一个很简单的修行。
So like that, then. So also like that, then, you know, you create the cause. You create the merit to achieve Buddha's holy body in the future, in this way.
所以呢，因为呢，我们做了这样的修行啊，所以我们种下了将来得到佛神圣光明美好的身体的因。
So like that, then second time, then after that, you move down to the, your throat level there, you know that?Palm together, then again, you know, that time, visualize the light rays or nectar come from Guru Shakyamuni into yourself. By then, purified all the negative karma that accumulate from the speech, you know, are totally purified like that.
接着呢，我们就顶礼，就从我们的额头双手移到了我们的喉间，就是我们顶礼了佛啊，神口意啊，这口顶礼。然后同时观想本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光芒，还有甘露进入我们的身体呢，净化了我们由我们的口业所造的所有的业障。
So then, of course, when you say.Purify all the negative karma accumulated from the body so that then you possibly remember the negative karma, the three negative karma will accumulate from the body, such as killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. So whatever we remember that, you know, so then totally purified, like thing like that.
Oh, for the first one?
Yeah, for the first one. When you say purify accumulated from the body, then there's three negative karma.We engage from the body is three of them, yeah.
所以当我们讲净化这个业障，第一次我们把我们的双手放在额头的时候，那净化由我们的身体行为所造作的业障的全部的净化。这样到底是什么身体的行为呢？它指的特别指的是我们的杀生、杀害其他的生命啊，偷盗啊别人的财物啊，还有邪淫啊，这些由身体造作的业障。
So like that. So second time put then, you know, purifying the negative karma that accumulate from the speech when you touch at the throat. So like nectar come from Guru Shakyamuni, then totally purifies like that. First meditations like that.
所以同样当我们把双手呢移到我们的喉间的时候，做这个口业的顶礼的时候呢，我们同样的观想本是释迦牟尼佛身上发出大光芒还有甘露呢，净化了由我们的口所造作的业障。
So then after that after purified then now request give me all the blessing requesting Buddha give me all the blessing of your holy speech.
然后呢，我们就祈求哈，祈求本师释迦牟尼佛给我们所有的口的加持啊，身口意口的加持。
So be you like that, you have received a blessing of the holy speech like that. So then again, you commit yourself. You know, I may never harm other sentient being from my speech. You know, such as lying. You know, that's negative karma collected from the speech is the lying. Then divisive speech. Then harsh words, the senseless speech or gossip, whatever. Yeah. So those are.May never engage on this much as possible, you know.
所以呢，我们呢，净化了这个我们的口业呢，所有有口造作的业障，然后我们祈求呢，得到本师释迦牟尼佛的圣口的加持，然后同时我们要发愿呢，我们呢不会由我们的口啊。由我们的口去造作，去伤害其他的众生，就是说呢，我们对其他众生呢，我们应该呢，不对他们说谎。就佛教的术语，我们就叫不说妄语。同时呢，我们也不两舌，就两舌就挑拨离间了，也不恶口啊，就讲一些难听的话去伤害别人，也不要说绮语，绮语就是说长道短了，好像讲一些有的没的啊。
So like that, you know, then in this way, so then you meditate like that, then you are able to collect merit, you know, extensive merit to achieve Buddha's holy speech.
所以呢，由这样的观修的方法呢，我们就可以积累很多的福德，将来呢就可以证得佛的圣口。
So like that, then you can dedicate any of my speech. You know, my speech become meaningful for other. You know, whenever talk, you know, then make prayer, not harm other, always useful for other whenever talk. You know, make that kind of prayer. You know, then it also body is the same thing. Then you make strong prayer, whoever see me become meaningful, not become cause for negative, for other.Not become cause for happiness. Whoever see my body like that, you know, make that kind of prayer. No.
So the 过后当然我们就要做回向，对吗？啊，就心里这样回向了。回向呢，我们将来呢，我们的口业呢，真的像佛这样的口业呢，能够你讲出来的话能够利益所有的众生，帮助到众生呢，不会对他们造成伤害的。这样你就种下了这样的种子哦，将来能够成就这样口的大业，能够为众生呢带来快乐，能为众生你讲的话为是对他们带来利益。
So it's very, very effective, you know, very, very effective prayer, you know, very useful like that. If we make that kind of prayer, then of course, same time you have to be mindful, you know, from your body, whether you're really harming other or you are benefiting other from your body. Always mindful on that. Then from the speech also same thing. When you talk, whether you're really harming or you're really benefiting other.You know, always mindful on that. Then of course, you are harming other, then remember that, recognize that. You know, it's negative karma. You know, you harm one time to other sentient beings, the karmic result is the sentient being, the particular sentient being harm you 500 times. You know, Buddha mentioned that.So remembering all these things, and then immediately, you know, try to recognize that, if possible, stop immediately, you know, make strong prayer, you know.
所以呢，这样的方法呢，其实呢，这样的祈求啊，其实是非常有力量，它是非常有效的。哦，我们不可以小看这样的发心。因为呢，
如果我们能够这样发心的话呢，这样在我们的日常生活中啊，我们就会提起这个正念。就当我们在做一些东西的时候，我们这样做，我们的行为啊，会不会对别人造成伤害，或者会利益其他的人？那你在做的时候，你就会有这样的正念提起来，或者你这样讲话的时候，你这样跟别人讲话的时候，到底那个人会觉得受到伤害呢，还是他会得到利益，会得到快乐？像你做这些东西的时候，我的身体做和从你口里讲出话来的时候，你就会有这样的正念在那边检查，所以呢，你就会记得哦，对哦，然后你就会想到，哎，到底这样说这样做是正确的还是不正确的？这样就可以哦，避免你去造作这个恶业，因为当我们造作。由身体或者由我们的口呢去造作恶业的时候，是对一个众生做出一次的恶业，可是将来你得到果报啊，那众生呢会还给你这样的恶业的果报是500次，所以你造一次，你得到500次的果报，这是佛在佛经上说的。所以呢，我们要在我们在做这些顶礼啊什么加持的时候，我们就要能够意念起。这些事，这样如果我们能够认识到，哎，我们这样的行为，我们说的，我们做的，哎，其实是不正确的，不如理的，我们就应该马上停止。
So like that, very important, you know. So, being mindful, you know, being mindful is very important. Because you are not mindful, then, you know, by the way, you know, in the life we harm so much other sentient beings.From your body, from your speech, you know. Sometimes not mindful, then we just say, you know, very unpleasant words to bother, you know, which really harm others, you know. For example, like that. So, we have to always mindful, you know, how our body and speech, you know, engage, you know, with other, you know.
所以呢，这佛教里面我们时常要讲正念呢、正念指的就是这个，就是我们呢，通常在我们的生活中啊，我们的生活中，我们通常由我们的身体所造作的一些行为，或我们口里啊所讲的一些话呢，我们都会无意中呢、已经伤害到其他的众生了、在我们的日常生活时常发生的，这是因为呢我们没有这样的正念，所以有时候呢我们的嘴巴就会讲出一些很难听的话，让别人听了觉得受到伤害，所以呢我们时常都要提起这样的正念哦，要好好的看守住啊我们的身体还有我们的口。特别是当我们和别人呢一起相处的时候。
So like that. So then the third time, you can put your palm together at the heart level, touch there.
接着呢，我们就把我们的合适的双掌呢移到我们的心的部位，我们的胸前。
So that time, then again, same, and visualize.The nectar come out from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha into yourself, then purify all the negative karma that accumulate from the mind, you know, are totally purified.
当我们把我们的双手呢移到我们的心间的这个部位，其实是做意的顶礼，然后同时呢，我们观想本师释迦牟尼佛呢放出大光芒，并降下甘露。这光芒和甘露呢，就净化了由我们的心呢，我们的心或者我们的意呢所造作的业障，把我们心呢所造作的业障烦恼呢完完全全的净化除掉。
So like that, then after that, then it requires Guru Shakyamuni give the blessing of his holy mind. So then visualize you have received the blessing of his holy mind.
接着呢，就本师释迦牟尼佛就给我们他的意的加持，我们就观想了，我们得到了本师释迦牟尼佛意的加持。
So then. one makes strong determination, you know, not to harm other sentient beings from your mind, such as the three negative karma or three negative minds mentioned. So one is covetousness, then ill will, the wrong view. Like that, may I never develop this wrong or negative mind in my mind much as possible.
接着呢，我们就要发大愿了。发大愿啊，不要再从我们的心意上，我们心理上呢，去升起这个伤害其他众生的念头。就是我们的心呢，不可以升起我们佛教所讲的三毒，三毒的念头，就是贪啊、嗔啊，还有邪念这样的念头呢，永远呢，不要在我们的心里面呢升起了。
So like that. So then again, of course, you know, so making strong prayer, may I never harm other beings, you know, having maybe negative mind, I may have never have negative mind for other, you know, so harm other, like ill will, like that, harming other, I never develop in my mind, you know, so make strong prayer like that.
接着呢，我们就要发大愿呢，绝不去伤害其他的众生，尤其是从我们的心里呢，绝不升起去伤害众生的念头。比如说呢，以嗔心啊，去伤害其他的众生。
So like that. So when you meditate like that, so what the benefit? The point is so that leave positive imprint one's mind to able to achieve.Buddha's like holy mind, the omniscient mind, able to achieve that in future.
这样的观修呢，到底呢能为我们带来什么利益呢？你可能会问啊，这样的观修啊，这样的发愿呢，能为我们将来啊，未来哦，证得佛的善，佛的心意。就说呢，我们现在种下了这样的种子呢，将来人就可以证得佛的意。
So like that. So, so the point is that. So again, of course, may mind become always have positive mind. You know, may I have only positive mind, always have positive mind, or virtuous mind to help other. You know, may always have that.
所以呢，我们应该这样的如理的去观修啊，让发愿呢，愿我的心里呢时时刻刻都拥有正念，愿我的心里呢时时刻刻都有善的念头，都能够去帮助啊，都升起去帮助其他众生的这样的念头。
So like that, so the Tibetan words, the I prostrate, so that have the meaning. Chak chal, so have two meaning there.The English word, I don't know. But chak chal, two meanings. So one is purified. Chal means grant me the blessing of the body, blessing of the speech, blessing of the mind. You know, when you say chak chal, the Tibetan word have two meanings there.
所以呢，在藏文里面呢，这个顶礼啊 ，chak sel 它有双重的意义啊，就有 chak 和 sel 个别的意义。就是能够通过呢这样的顶礼呢，净化业障，净化身口意的业障，然后呢得到哦身口意佛的身口意的加持哦。像 Karen 就他说他不知道英文的 prostrate 有没有这样的意思啊，有没有这样的意义他就不知道。You don't know whether prostrate the English word has this meaning.
Chinese have.
Chinese are.
Chinese word have this meaning or no?
Chinese word have this meaning, 顶礼. Chinese word 顶礼 actually shows
顶礼
the almost respect because you're using, because this is something like the highest part of a body, so you're actually touching the ground. So we show the utmost respect. Yeah.
Okay. yeah, so... so... What I'm saying here is like that. So, Not so when we make prostration, for example, you know, put touching 2 points. Meditate that. Normally, I mean, we do very quick, you know, there's no time. Huh? To finish. So you have time, then do slowly like that, you know. So it's very, very useful, you know, you meditate like that, you know. Put together like that, then, you know, meditate like that, then, of course, you know, able to subdue your mind, subdue your body, subdue your speech like that. So then you don't harm other. The point is that, you know, you really do well, then you harm less for other. You know, so that means, so you don't harm, you harm less to other, so that means you receive less harm from other. So that means your happiness is there. So you can reduce your suffering, bring more happiness for yourself. Not only that, same time also you harm less to other sentient being. You can bring more happiness. Bring more happiness to other sentient beings. I'm just giving example on this prostration like that.
So in the 以顶礼, 以顶礼作为这个例子来讲解了, 就是通常呢, 我们在做顶礼的时候呢, 顶礼是三个部位, 就身口意, 就身口意, 它代表身口意, 顶礼这三个部位, 通常我们做的时候呢, 我们就做得很快啊, 因为我们没有时间, 我们赶时间, 我们其他东西要做, 我们有很多很多, 我们是很忙的, 这样其实我们应该是慢慢地去做, 这样慢慢去做呢, 我们就, 这样其实我们应该是慢慢的去做，这样慢慢去做呢，我们就这个观想就会做得很好的话，我们做得好的话，我们几乎可以呢通过这样的观修，这是一种修行来的，然后调伏我们内心的烦恼，调伏由我们身体造作的烦恼，由我们的口业所造作的烦恼，由我们心里呢所升起的这些烦恼，这样呢，如果我们能够调伏，调伏就是佛教的术语，调伏就是说，哎，你可以控制它，你懂得要升起了，你可以阻止它，我们叫调伏，这样你可以调伏这些烦恼的时候呢，你就可以减少对其他众生的伤害。所以如果你这样的很简单的修行，你做得很好的话，就每天都做得很好的话，这样呢，你就可以减少对其他众生造成的伤害。 但减少对其他众生造成的伤害，对你自己也是有益的，因为呢，你就可以减少其他众生对你的伤害，不是一对五百对吗？还记得一对五百吗？你伤害众生一次，你会得到啊，他们会伤害你五百次，所以你就减少众生对你的伤害。所以呢，当你减少这个众生对你伤害的时候，其实你就可以得到更多的快乐。 也快乐就比较多，所以你感受到的痛苦和烦恼就比较少。哎，同时，因为众生被你伤害的比较少，所以他们的快乐也增加了。啊。
So like that, then you know, after that, then slowly you touch your two knee and the two what called two palm on the ground. Also then touch your forehead on the ground. So this was the short prostration, touching 5 points on the ground. So the forehead, two palm, and the two knee like that. Touch on the ground like that. So.
这样这身口一顶礼之后呢，当然你就要 就要跪下来，那你的手掌啊，两个手掌啊，还有你的额头呢，就会触动到这个地面。
So like that, so touching the, you know, if you visualizing Buddha Shakyamuni, then, you know, touch as Buddha Shakyamuni's feet, you know, your top of your head, forehead, touching on the Buddha's feet like that, you know, so like that.
当然当你的手掌还有你额头动到地上的时候，你是观想自己就顶礼在佛的脚下。
So here, so give some idea, you know, the Buddha Shakyamuni from his body side, of course, the feet is the lowest part of the body, the feet. Then, of course, for you, the highest, your pore is highest part of your body. So, your highest part of the body touching the lowest part of the Buddha's feet. So this some kind of, you know, really devoting yourself, all respect from your heart, you know. to the Buddha like that. So,
当然，对于佛来讲，你观想这个佛哈，啊，这佛是脚是它最低的部位啊。当你额头是你的最高的部位，所以当你把你额头顶礼在佛足哈，就是你最高的部位顶礼在佛最低的部位啊，就是表示呢，表示对佛陀一种很虔诚和最忠心的发出的那种尊敬。
So that is the one way to reducing our ego in the ego mind. So that's the one of the point. You know, really devoting from the heart. You don't consider you are the highest. You know, so you really see you are the lowest. You know, so that symbolizes that, you know, really bow down like that. So there's no room for the ego. You know,
这样子。这样从一个角度，另外一个角度来看呢，就是，你用你最高的地方顶礼佛，最低的地方就表示呢，你的可以减轻啊，帮你减轻你的自我妄尊的这种执着，就是我的这种我执。
So like that, so idea is that you know you really respect a Buddha, you really bow down to Buddha like that. So then, of course.Then in this way, if you understand clearly, then you are able to respect other sentient beings also. Because what Buddha respect, what Buddha does, he always cherish sentient beings. He respects sentient beings the most. He cherish sentient beings the most. You know, for him, no other. So therefore, you really respect Buddha, then you will see what Buddha cherish is the sentient being. Then you will see that, you know.Yeah, if you understand that, then you can cherish other sentient beings. So that means, so you can respect other sentient beings. You know, not like being ego, you know. Seeing the other lower than yourself, you know. Harm, disrespect, you know, shame, all this. You know, harsh word, this and that. You don't look down to other sentient beings.
所以呢，当你能够这样做的时候呢，就表示呢，你不觉得自己是很高很高的，然后别人呢是很卑、很低微、很卑贱的。所以呢，你能够呢，能够向佛顶礼啊，表示佛最忠心的尊敬啊。如果你真的明了、真的明白这一点的话，你就可以尊敬其他的众生。为什么这么说呢？因为佛最尊敬的、最执爱的就是众生，哇，他最珍爱的就是众生，所以呢，对佛来讲，众生是非常非常的、就是最重要的。所以，如果你尊敬佛的话，你向佛顶礼，尊敬佛的话，哦，你真的明白的话，佛其实最尊敬、最执爱是众生的话。明白这一层道理，你就能够呢，去尊敬其他的众生，因为呢，你不会觉得呢自己呢是无上，这里是最高的，这是比众生优越的。这样呢，你如果没有不，你如果能够这样的话呢，你就不会去看不起其他的众生，你就不会去伤害他们，或者是跟他们讲一些难听的话，让他们觉得羞辱等等。
So like that. So, so the Shantideva, I think one of the texts, Shantideva, he said, you know, you respect.To the Buddha, but why not sentient beings? There's no different, he said. You know, you respect Buddha Shakyamuni. Exactly like that. Why not you respect the sentient being? But they are equally same for you to achieve happiness. They are equally same to achieve your happiness.You know, they're equally same. So that means you respect Buddha, you don't respect sentient being. That is not right, you know. Because they're equally same to bring your happiness, you know.
这尊贵的、伟大的寂天菩萨呢，曾经说过，就是在 在他的著作里面讲过，如果你尊敬佛的话，为什么你不能尊敬其他的众生呢？因为佛和其他的众生呢，其实是没有分别的。怎么说呢？这句话说呢，其实佛和众生是同等的。同等的，什么地方是同等的呢？他们同样都是你得到快乐的泉源。就是说佛可以给让你得到快乐，众生也可以让你得到快乐。所以呢，为什么我们有这样的分别心呢？为什么我们对佛和众生会出现这样巨大不同的分别心呢？
So like that. So of course again you have to know more detail. You must know much more detail, you know, deeper detail, because otherwise difficult to understand, you know. So I mean, simply looking, you know, so when you respect others, for example, you respect someone, or you disrespect someone, or look down to someone, what's the difference? You know, you have to see this through different minds. You know, when you look down, you know, because of ego, pride, with a small background,it doesn't have 100% good reason, but just small reason. Then you become ego and look down the other. You know, what happened? You know. In deep down, of course, you're not happy yourself. Of course, then other party not happy. You know, bring suffering to other. Also, it's bring suffering to yourself. You know, you look deeply.
所以呢，当我们要真的要去理解啊，真的很深入理解刚才讲的那一点呢，我们要真的去深入的去思维啊，去思考，这样才能够明白为什么这么说。比如说，当我们尊重一个人，可是对另外一个人却表示不尊重的话，其实我们的心呢是两个不同的心态。我们自己去分析，我们看到这个心态和那个心态其实是完全不一样的。像我们是不尊重另外一个人呢，可能我们心里也有这个慢心，我们的我执起了这样的慢心，可能我们觉得他不应该被尊重，可能是我们的理由啊，可能是一个很小很小的理由啊，它并不是一个很大的一个很足够的一个理由。所以当我们起了这样的心理的时候，不尊重另外一个人的时候呢，究竟会发生什么事呢？它给我们带来什么样的结局？如果我们进入去分析啊，去思维修去想的话，其实我们不尊重那个人，其实我们心里其实是很不开心的。当我们对一个人表示不尊重的时候，我们心里是很不开心的。而另外一个被不尊重的人呢，他也感受到了，他也是很不开心的。所以因为这样的分别心呢，所以我们给自己还有给对方呢带来了不快乐。
So one is like that. So if we're not mindful, you know, then we sometimes we look down someone or always ego, you know that? So much ego in the mind, then you look down the other. Then there's no respect. You know, there's no room for respect. You know, so your life goes like that, you know. So then it's not easy at all, you know.Then become less friend, you know, slowly become loneliness because of that.
所以呢，如果我们平常没有在心里提携正念的话呢，我们可能就会有遇到这样的东西啊，遇到这样的状况。所以当我们看不起另外一个人的时候，可能是我们自己的自尊，我们的我执的自尊，觉得自己很好，很强。所以我们去不尊重另外一个人的话呢，这样我们对那个人的尊重就完完全全消失了。这样我们如果这样继续下去的话，继续要没有去心里没有去提起真的去检讨的话，像我们发现我们的生活呢会越来越有问题。怎么说呢？你发现其实你的朋友会慢慢越来越少， 但忽然间你又觉得，哎，为什么我总是自己一个人呢？又觉得，哎，为什么我总是这样孤单、这样寂寞的
？So the point is that when you are too much ego and proud, so there's no happiness. The point is that just look example in the family member. You know, if you are so egoistic, you know, self-centered minded, then of course within the family there's so much disharmony.Because so much ego, not able to respect others within the family, then of course so much unhappiness there, you know.
所以当我们的这个慢心啊，我们的慢心，因为你看不起别人，就是你觉得你对别人起了轻慢，所以佛教的术语我们就叫这个慢心。这个慢心是由我们的我执的心理而产生的。所以当我们有这个慢心的时候呢，我们举个例子，如果是发生在家里和我们自己的家人，就你有这个慢心升起的话呢，你通常都是以自我为中心，然后就觉得哇，自己感觉很好，自己很好，对其他的家人呢，可能又看不起他们或什么，所以你可以想象，如果你有这样的慢心的话，你的这个整个家庭呢就会很不和谐。这样呢，因为呢，在这家庭里面呢，没有人会尊重，会得到尊重，所以整个家呢，就可能就感受不到快乐。
So like that, you know, so for us human being, of course, who cannot live alone without depending other, you know.At least you are being alone, happy, without anybody, then different, you know, but not possible, you know. We need to rely on other. So therefore, you know, so must respect. You know, once you respect, you know, the mutually respect them, happiness is there.
So, 如果呢，对我们来说，这个通常啊，对于人类呢、啊，不止就所谓的人类来讲，一般上呢，我们都是互相依靠、互相帮助啊，来生存的。但可能有些人觉得，哎，我其实我自己一个人很好啊，我过得很好啊，我自己一个人我很快乐、很开心啊，我不需要别人了、啊。这样的例子可能会比较少了。通常我们都是互相依靠、互相帮助的，所以呢，我们就需要学会尊重。这样，如果我们在我们的家庭啊，或者我们的朋友之间有这个互相尊重的心理的话呢，这样我们就会得到快乐。你会看到的快乐，就会出现在这样的人群里面。
So like that, for sometimes because we think the ego when you have pride or ego, sometimes you feel that I'm stronger, you know, so that.Makes works for everything like that. But in deep down, you look deeply, it doesn't work to bring happiness, you know.
所以通常呢，当我们这个我执或者我慢的心理很强烈的话，或者我们觉得自己很强的话，很强的话，你觉得哎，其实每样东西都操作得很好啊，每样东西都可以啊，很顺利啊，我不需要别人了、啊。可是如果你真正的去分析、深入的分析的话，其实呢不是这样子的。
So like that, so yeah, so I mean that what I have, and somebody asked me a question. I mean there's boss, some boss in the company, working with people, then.There are so much problem, you know. Then sometimes they ask me, you know, so much problem from the people like that, you know. He or she as a boss, so much unhappiness there, you know. Ask me what to do, you know. So I advise that, you know. Sometimes because you as a boss, you know, sometimes you just want to push down and just order this and that, you know.You are not a skillful way, then it doesn't go well, you know, instead of taking so much problem, you know. So I say sometimes good to invite them for lunch. Yeah, I mean, it's true, invite you as a boss, you know, just ask them to come and sit down, have a cup of tea or coffee. Talk nicely, you know, it doesn't cost much for you as a boss, you know. of a cup of tea or coffee or cake, you know, be friends. So I mean, once you pray, of course they don't bother you, you know. So I give the advice, then somehow she did that. Then after 4 months, she paid me back. It works. Yeah, works for her. So she said, thank you for me like that. So, yeah. But I mean, she's not Buddhist. She said she's not Buddhist, so I cannot say anything much. So she was Christian or something like that. So, so I mentioned that to her. You know, so, so then after 6 months, something like that, she says, now much better with the people. Yeah.
Oh, it's a she, huh? The boss is a she.
Kim Ho.
Okay, 所以以后最好不要问太多 不可以问你的老板太多东西 所以呢其实就是这样 我们现在讲到的是 好像是人际关系课 就是说 死了都不能这样翻了 就, 其实 Cameron 就举了一个例子，其实 Cameron 今天每次都很忙，你都要忙什么嘛？因为很多人都要去见他，就问他很多这些东西啊，这些问题啊。这样，有一次呢，就是有一个公司的老板，哎呀，位置坐得越高啊，问题越多。那公司的老板呢、啊，就来向 Cameron 就请教了，就关于他的公司的一些事情啊，因为他的公司的员工好像人际关系不是很好，就他和他们的关系不是很好了。可能因为他是老板的关系，因为老板呢通常都会发命令啊，叫人家做这个做那个做那个，这样有时候可能。就是说他是老板的话，他就是要在公司里面推行很多东西啊，就发号施令啦、啊，叫你做这，叫你做那个的。这样，有时如果只是这样哦，这样去处理公司的事情的话呢，好像碰到了一些障碍啦，一些东西、啊。所以呢，他就跟Cameron 姐请教，问 Cameron 姐，哎呀，Cameron 姐应该怎么办？好像很多问题。所以 Cameron 姐就讲，有时候呢，你可以请你的员工呢一起吃午餐，有时候你就叫他们坐下来呢，和你喝一杯，请他们喝一杯茶或者喝一杯咖啡啊，跟他们聊天一下，哦，跟他们做朋友，就跟他们做朋友，这样呢，因为如果他们是你的朋友的话呢，他们就不会不会产生那么大的那个反应或者很抗拒，然后你叫他做东西，他就不会那么抗拒，所以呢。就是尊重了，尊重你的员工了，把他们当做你的朋友一样来看待，跟他们讲话。所以他就回去就试了一下，这样过了大概4个月，或者半年这样了，这样他又回复了，跟Cameron 就讲，哎，谢谢你，然后他就跟Cameron 就道谢了，因为呢。因为他和员工的关系改善了很多，真的改善很多很多。这样 Cameron 就讲，因为他是佛教徒的关系，所以他可以这样跟他讲。若是其他的宗教，可能也不会去找 Cameron 不接了，对吗？不是，他不是佛教徒，啊，他是基督教徒，啊，所以呢 ，Cameron 就跟他这样说。
Okay.
啊，就是没有讲到宗教的那些道理了。
So my point is, of course, that what I'm saying here is, you know, how to what I mean the what's the benefit of prostration? You know, if you do well, so that means to reduce your pride, or ego mind. You know, so then from training your mind from the Guru Shakyamuni, whom you believe object of refuge.You know, to respect that. Training from there, then slowly respect each and every sentient beings. You know, don't look down them. Respect them. So that's the mind training is about that. From the prostration, then you respect each and every sentient being. You know, in this way, you know, you don't have ego, you respect other sentient beings. of course that you can help much more, you know, to other sentient beings. With the ego mind, it's not possible to help others.
所以呢，刚才我们讲到的，其实是讲到顶礼的利益啊，就是顶礼的利益啊，做这很简单的顶礼，因为它能帮助减轻由我执所生起的傲慢的心理哦。所以呢，尤其是当你顶礼对象是你很尊重的佛哦，你跟他皈依顶礼的话呢，这样呢，从这样的训练开始啊，慢慢慢慢哦，然后你把扩大到尊重所有一切的众生。所以呢，这个做这个顶礼的时候，就好像在做一个寻心的训练，寻福哦，调伏我们的心哦，这样调伏我们的什么心呢？调伏我们的我执我慢的心理。因为如果我们没有这个我执我慢的心理的话呢，我们就能够哈、哦、帮助真的去帮助利益到更多的众生。如果我们有这个我执我慢的心的话，我们是很难啊去帮助其他的众生的。
So like that, so you can see that, you know, so, I mean, when you do well the practice, for example, just, you know, prostration, if you do well, there's so much benefit, you know. Just by making prostration, you know, you are able to change your body, speech and mind, you know.
So, you know,刚才举的例子就是这个顶礼例子。如果我们能够真正的做得很好的话，哦，这真正的哦，如理的去修的话，做得很好的话，就是做一个顶礼呢，我们就可以转换我们的身口意。
So like that, then of course the motivation is one thing, you know, to making prostration, do it the bodhicitta mind. When you do prostration, then.Both set up your motivation, Buddhist motivation. So that means to help sentient beings, you know, from body, speech and mind. So therefore, I'm going to do prostration like that. You know, motivation with Buddhist mind. Then even you do one prostration, then become very, very powerful practice.
当然我们的发心呢同样是同等的重要的。如果我们能够发起这个大心呢、啊、在这做顶礼的时候发起这个菩提心、啊、我愿意利益一切的众生呢顶礼佛啊，你发起这样的心的话呢，这样呢去利益所有的众生，利益所有众生的身口意的话，我要做这个顶礼的话，这样因为这样深切的发心了、啊，所以呢，你得到的利益，你得到那个修行效果呢，是更大的。
So like that, you know, motivation. Then at the end, then is prostration. Then do well. Then do dedicate. You know, by doing this prostration, you know, may able to achieve Buddha's holy mind, Buddha's holy speech, Buddha's holy mind may able to achieve like that.Then my body, speech and mind become meaningful for other sentient beings like that. Dedicate like that.
所以呢，这个发心，如果我们能够这样的如理的去发心啊，然后做得很好的，修得很好的话呢，然后接着我们就要回向。愿以此顶礼功德回向给所有的众生，让我能证得佛的神圣的身口意。那么呢，我就能够利用我的身口意呢，去利益所有的一切众生。
So like that, then, like that, then, or so like that, what I'm talking about that. I prostrate like that, then make offering.You know, that verses then make offering like that. Respect like that, then whatever you can visualize offering, then make offer to Buddha Shakyamuni like that.
当你做了顶礼之后呢，接下来呢，你可以做供养。这供养呢，是可以主要是观想啊，你观想，你能够观想的多好呢，就尽力去观想，观想的如云如海啊。如天般的供养给本师释迦牟尼佛。
So like that, you know, so quickly visualize, you know, so either holding the jewel in the hand or whatever, you can visualize that, holding jewel on that, make offering to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha like that. Or you can visualize different type of offering, offer to Buddha Shakyamuni. So you can meditate like that.
然后呢，你可以观想呢，那当然你可以要记得你手中啊是握着那个珠宝的，对吗？啊，你合十，所以你可以观想把珠宝供养给本师释迦牟尼佛，你可以尽力去观想，可以观想各种各样美好啊不同的供养啊，很多很多的供养给本师释迦牟尼佛。
So like that. So again, this is the one of the training of your mind. No. So that is like letting go. You know.Include your body, include your possession, whatever we have, we attach so much. You know, we grasp, bring so much on the object, include your body and possession. My, you know, then belong to me, we have this strong grasping on the body, attachment, strong grasping on the possession. All the belonging thing, we have so much grasping on that, you know.So you really do well this meditation. Then you're able to reduce that grasping. You know?
同样呢，这样的供养呢，也是一种训练我们的心啊，调伏我们的心，调伏烦恼的方法。怎么说呢？如果我们可以把我们的身体啊，我们的所拥有的财物啊，全部都布施，都供养出去的话呢，就可以呢减少我们的执着。怎么说呢？通常我们对于我们自己的身体和我们所拥有的东西啊，我们有个很深的那种执着。哎，这是我的，这是我所有的，我拥有的。所以呢，如果呢，我们能够把我们东西全部都供养掉，这样我所有的那种执着心理呢，也就会减轻，也就会消失了。所以，如果我们能够修得好的话呢，它就可以减轻。这样的我执，还有的我所有执。
So like that. So again, of course, you have to understand. You know, when you're so attached to the object, your body, our possession, whatever, so much attached on that, then you cannot let it go. You know, something happened to the object, you're so miserable. You know, that will happen because of.How much strong attachment or grasping on the object we have. So depend on that. So much then when the object, something happened to the object, then you become extremely miserable, you know, painful like that.
因为通常呢，我们对于自身所拥有的东西啊，我们自己的身体啦，我们所拥有的物品啦，我们都会起一个很执着的心理啊。我们通常都放不下的。要是有一天呢，我们所拥有的一些东西啊，宝贝的东西，突然间呢，发生什么事或不见掉什么，哎，我们真的就会耿耿于怀，放不下。我们觉得哇，很伤心，我们觉得很痛苦。
So like that. So, so I mean this example. You are not attached to your body or not so much attached to your body or attached to your possession. Then something, anything happened to object, you are less attachment, then your suffering is the less. All depend on how much grasping you have or attachment you have on the object. Not so much on the object, but from your sight. Your mind depend on that, how much suffer.For yourself and depend on that.
所以呢，我们也看到啊，如果我们对我们的身体或者对我们所拥有东西非常非常执着的话，要是有一天呢，那样东西哈、啊、发生了什么事，或者不见了，或者破损了，这样我们会觉得哇，我们的烦恼就升起来了，我们就觉得非常非常的痛苦和难受。可是呢，如果我们对我们所拥有的这样的东西的没有这样深重的执着的心理的话，这样呢，我们的痛苦呢其实就没有那么多，我们痛苦就很少很少，就减轻很多。所以呢，我们的感受到的痛苦，其实并不是来自的物品或者那样东西本身，而是来自于我们自己。 我们自己内心对那样东西的执着的心理。如果我们执着的心理越重的话呢，我们的痛苦烦恼就越多。如果我们执着心理越少的话，越轻的话，我们的痛苦呢，我们的烦恼呢就越少。
So idea is that, so how much grasping on the object is stronger, the grasping on the object, the pain is stronger. So you have less, then less pain. If you don't have grasping on the object at all, then of course there's no pain. Whatever happened to the object, you know, there's no pain. Always remain peace, you know.
所以呢，我们对事物的执着的心理呢，就决定了我们所感受到的烦恼的深重的程度。如果我们执着心理比较少的话呢，我们感受到痛苦就比较少；如果我们执着心理比较重的话呢，我们所感受到的烦恼痛苦就比较多。如果我们对这个事物呢完全没有任何执着心理，我们就根本不会感受到任何痛苦和烦恼，我们就会很平和。
So I did here, so making offering to Guru Shakyamuni is about the practice about that, you know. You visualize, offer, you know. Offer means you let go. You know, you don't hold on that, you know, offer. You know, don't hold on that, offer, let go. So that's the practice of offering is about that.
所以呢，当我们订立本师释迦牟尼佛，然后呢做供养观想，把所有美好的东西都供养给本师释迦牟尼佛的时候，我们在修什么呢？我们在修放下。
So also this includes, you know, include the charity. You know, wherever you see the sentient being who need help, who need your help, you are able to do that.You have the resource to do that. Then, you learn from the small, you know, letting go. Give the charity to the sentient being who need the most. You know, from the small. Offer, give charity to them. Let go without holding. So like that, you know, in this way, so you don't have this strong grasping on the object. Then, of course, you can,help more sentient beings in this way. You're able to let go, you know, and help other sentient beings.
所以呢，这样的放下呢，然后供养呢，其实一种布施了。我们通常讲布施的修行。所以呢，当你看到其他众生需要你的帮助的话，而且你自己本身有这个能力啊，有这个条件可以帮助的话呢，这样呢，你可以哈，可以布施。啊，布施给这个众生，就放下你所拥有的一些东西呢，布施给这个众生。所以我们可以从这小的地方哦开始修起，要慢慢的减轻我们对于我们自己本身还有事物的那种执着。当我们的执着心理呢慢慢的减轻的话，我们能够帮助到别人，然后能够帮助到的众生呢就越来越多，这样我们就越能够放得下。
So like that, so you can see that, you know, whatever belongs to us, you know, we can make useful, you know. If we think correctly, we can make this useful for other sentient beings. Not only other sentient beings, also become useful to yourself. You know, once you do that, you collect the merit, you know. So that merit brings happiness from life to life.To enjoy the happiness.
所以呢，我们看到，如果我们能够啊这样的放下哈、啊、我们所拥有的东西啊，不执着的话，然后呢布施给别人的话，这对别人呢是很有用的，因为他们可以得到那东西，他们可以去好好的用这些东西，而且他们真的很需要。不只是对于那个其他众生有用，对我们自己也很有用处。怎么说呢？因为呢，我们有这样的布施、这样的放下呢的修行呢，我们自己本身积累了福德。这个福德对我们非常非常有用，因为呢，它可以给我们生生世世带来快乐。
So like that, so in this way, you know, you build up your habit, building your habit in this way, you know.So helping other sentient beings, whatever you can, you know, easy to let go. You know, in this way you can help many sentient beings. you know, then you live your life like that with a habit, you know. So then become your life become meaningful, you know. So in this way, you know, your whole life become meaningful. So in this way, next life, so you become like that, exactly like that, because what kind of habit you have this time, you know, this habit will carry on in the future, you know. Then you will become same like that, continually helping sentient being like that.
所以呢，如果我们可以这样的去做的话，这样的去实修的话呢，我们就可以慢慢建立起我们本身的快乐。这我们是怎样建立我们自己的快乐呢？是由帮助其他众生得到快乐。我们放下我们所拥有的，我们把我们拥有的布施给其他的众生，让他们得到快乐，同时也建立起自己的快乐。这样呢，我们的这一生呢就会过得很快乐，我们这一生呢就活得很有意义，我们的整个生命呢就变得非常有意义。而且呢，这个有意义，因为这是福德的建立，它可以让我们带到下一生，让我们的来生呢也变得很快乐，让来生呢我们也同样的能够有这个能力呢去帮助其他的众生哦，所以让我们的来生也变得同样的很有意义。
So like that, so so then I go for refuge, please grant me your blessing like that. So so I go for refuge to Buddha. So that means, you know, so idea is that I now so saying that you are the object of my refuge. So that means I listen to you.You know, I respect so much. I listen to you. Please advise me. Please guide me. Bless me. Whatever it is, you know. So idea is whatever Buddha give advice, whatever Buddha's teach, you know, follow that much as possible in daily life. So this way, Buddha grant the blessing to our mind, for us.
所以呢，我们这样的布施怎么讲顶礼啊，布施啊，然后我们向佛皈依啊，祈求佛给我们加持啊，因为呢佛呢是我皈依的对象，所以呢佛的教导，佛所说的呢我都会领受，都会去遵从，我会遵照佛所教导的这样的去修啊，去做，去过我每天的日子。这样呢，如果每天都这样的话，我祈请佛啊，佛如果看到这样，他就可以会加持，给我加持，加持我的心啊，我的心意。
So like that. So this is, you know, just very short prayer, you know, so you can recite in daily life, you know, Lama Dhammacham, very short, you know, it's on three lines like that. So then also do the meditation like that, yeah.
所以这是一个非常短的祈祷文，这个祈祷文呢，这个经文呢，我们可以每天哦，每天都去练哦，每天我们做供养啊，然后顶礼啊。那藏文呢，只有三行而已啊，藏文只有三行，所以呢，这是非常容易、很简单的去修的。中文几行啊？中文五行
啊
yeah、okay. because you said Tibetan three lines
okay anyway okay so I don't know okay, like
but
that,
they don't have a Tibetan version. They go home, they come.
Okay, I stop here. So we have question. We have another 10 minutes. Any question you can ask if you have.
大家有没有问题可以问？还剩下最后十分钟。The auntie has a problem. Has a question, no problem. The auntie has a question.
All right. Any other question? Any other people question?
有没有人有其他的问题？其实刚开始之前，安迪给了我一个问题，很长的。所以 Cameron 就问你：你们有没有其他的问题？Auntie's question is, what is actually, what is the measure of joyous effort, according to the six perfections? Because six perfections talk about joyous effort. So every day, we chant, we do chanting, we do visualization. Is this, joyous effort?安迪，你的问题是：如果我每天都念经啊、观想啊、做啊，就这样去修，算不算是精进？哦、
I mean, just effort. I mean, it's like that. So, of course, as I mentioned, when you do prostration like that, for example, I said, you know, put some effort. You know.Put here, even I mean putting that 2 minutes is tiring sometimes, yeah? So then, of course, you have to meditate there. Then, as I mentioned like that, do well like that. So, once you do that, you know, then you see the benefit. Changing your body, speech, and mind, you are able to see that. You know, really,worthwhile doing prostration because that change your body, speech and mind. Where you are thinking, where you are speaking, where your body, you know, able to change that. So not harming other, only helping other. Even small help you bring to other sentient beings. Just making prostration from there. So then also leaving positive imprint in yourmind like that, you know, respecting other, when you see this all benefit, you know, then you have so much joy there, you know, having this human life, having this two hand, two leg, you know, make this useful for other, you know, you can see that. And then, I mean, there's some kind of joy in your mind.You know, so then you don't feel difficult. Then you don't feel difficult to do prostration. You know, then naturally there you want to do prostration more. You know, not one but 200, 300, 1,000,000 like that. You know, so that is the joy effort. You do with the joy. Not like, you know, not like what called paying tax. You know, so I'm Buddhist, I must do prostration. Not like that. You know, it's coming from your heart, you know. You know, so I must do prostration, the teacher 3 times, just like a rule like that, you know, not like that. You know, it's coming from your heart. So that's called the joyous effort.
就以这个经这个顶礼作为例子来讲，就是 Kim 姐讲，怎么样算是精进了？当我们做根据刚才讲的方法呢，去做这个观想，然后去做顶礼的话呢，我们这个如果真的修得好的如理啊、如理如法去修的话呢，我们可以看到它可以带给我们很多的实际上的利益。我们其实可以感受到这样的好处，这样的利益。我们看到我们的身口意方面的转换，比如说呢，我们也看到了，我们能够思路会很清晰，然后我们在讲话方面呢，我们也讲得很得体，说话很得体啊，对人待事呢，都很得体哦。然后我们。就是从这样的实际的利益上啊，我们就可以感觉到，而且我们不会去伤害其他的众生，我们也能够为众生呢带来一些小的利益啊，去帮助他们，从小处慢慢去帮助他们，其实这些都是从我们这个顶 顶礼，很简单的顶礼的修行来完成的得到的利益。然后通过这顶礼呢，我们也在我们的心识里面呢种下了善的种子。我们呢会很尊重其他的人我们心里呢因为这样的尊重了，也可以不知道别人感受到快乐，我们自己也可以感受到快乐。哎，我们就可以认识到，哎，其实现在我拥有了这样的人生啊，这人的身体啊，我双手双脚，哎，我其实是可以为其他的人呢、我并不是很渺小，很渺小的，我可以为其他的人呢做一些东西为他们带来一些快乐，所以呢，你的心里呢也会感觉到很快乐。所以你想想，哎，这同样是从这个顶礼啊，这个修行来做起的。而这个顶礼其实很简单哦，就是很简单的方式就做了。所以你就想，哎，这样我要多做一些顶礼顶这样的修行。这样可能我不是做一次顶礼，我可以做两次、三次、一百次、一千次，哎，甚至做一百万次这种顶礼的修行。在你做顶礼的时候呢，在顶礼修行的时候，你是打从心里哦，一种欢喜心来做这个顶礼的并表示有人呢逼着你啊，想要你还这个所得税这样的样子啊，你会感觉到很痛苦啊。所以你是一种很快乐的心理呢，去来做这个顶礼这个修行的。所以呢，你就一直不断精进的去做，这就是所谓的精进了。
So like that, so the point is that, you know, whenever you are collecting merit, about your karma, from your body, from your speech, you know, from your mind, such as meditation, whenever you engage, you know, so collect the merit, feel happy and joy, you know. So that's the idea, is that do with the joy.
所以呢，当我们在积累这个福德的时候呢，我们是从我们的身体的行为，我们嘴巴里面念的东西、讲的东西，我们心里所想的东西，比如说我们用我们的心呢去观想、去观修通过这样的形式呢，我们来积累福德。这样在做这些东西的时候呢，我们其实是感受到一种快乐的，我们是以这种快乐的心情呢去做、去修的。
So therefore, and then joy's effort is important, you know, joyfully do the action is extremely important. In other words, very, very difficult and tiring, you know, cannot succeed that your practice, you know. So of course, in order to feel joyful, you know, feel happy, but joyful, of course, you must know what you're doing. I just give the example of prostration. You must know that well. Otherwise,there's no encouragement, you know, to do prostration, you know. But you really fully understand what's the benefit you get from making prostration. Then, of course, there's so much joy to do that, you know, like that, you know.
所以呢，这是精进修行的例子。因为通常我们在做任何东西的时候呢，如果我们能够感受到快乐的话，有着快乐喜悦的成分的话我们就不会觉得我们去做那样东西或去修那个法的时候，我们就不会觉得好困难，或者我们做我们觉得累死了。如果你就觉得很累就很困难的话呢，通常你去做那样东西或者修那样东西，你是不能成功的。所以呢，快乐精进呢是非常重要的。但如果你要能够快乐精进的去实修的话，你必须首先了解你在做什么。你为什么要这样做？这样呢，天如也只是用了一个顶礼作为例子跟我们解释，要不然呢，你很快就会觉得要放弃了，你就觉得很气馁了，想要放弃了。所以呢，这个顶礼如果你明白的话，你必须完完全全明白，哎，为什么我要做顶礼？那顶礼到底可以给我带来什么好处、什么利益？但如果你读佛经，他不会用好处利益，他讲顶礼的胜利，他会用胜利来这两个字来讲。所以如果你完完全全的明白的话呢，你就会快乐精进的去做。
So like that, so it's not easy, you know, so a person is listening how to do correctly, you know, So how to do prostration, for example, how to do prostration correctly. Learn that, meditate that, try that. Then after a while, then you feel the experience for yourself. You know, able to see little change in your mind compared to people. You know, then you are able to see that from your own experience. Less ego, for example, less ego like that. Respecting other. When you do that, you are able to see the result. Then, of course, then you have the coming joy from there. You know, so must have some experience to feel the joy in a person.
所以当我们开始的时候当然是不容易的，万事起头难嘛。所以比如说以顶礼、来作为例子，开始的时候我们要去听闻、比如说听闻到底是怎么样做顶礼才是如理的、正确的顶礼方法是什么，然后我们去学习、就学习、不要害怕犯错误，然后呢我们也要去观修，然后观修过后呢去想、去思维，然后我们真正的去做，真的去看看到底做出来是怎么样的。像这样的去做修了一段时间之后呢，你就会有一些觉受生出来生起来了。像你会看到其实你有一些小改变慢慢出现了，你会觉得你就会感受到这个顶礼的好处，所以你就积累的这个修法的一些实际的经验。这样你就会看到其实你这个我慢傲慢的心理呢比以前减少了一点点减少一点然后你可以看到你其实呢已经会看到别人，或者看到以前你不大尊重人，你会比较尊重多一点你就看到这些，所以你就看到这个顶礼这个修行的方法给你带来的好处，你的心里呢就会升起一种喜悦的觉受，那种快乐的觉受。所以呢这样的那种实际的修的那个经验其实是很重要的。
So like that almost there. So, I don't.
所以今天就讲到这里。
So the Lamrim topic will complete up to the middle scope from the last time. So it's supposed to continue from the great scope.
上一堂课就是去年呢，我们讲这个功德本颂，主要是讲这个三世道的修行。那个中世道的修行呢，我们已经圆满完成了。所以下堂课如果我们要讲的话，是讲这个上世道的修行。
So hopefully next class maybe just go through the small middle scope little with the meditation. So then after that we start with the great scope then.Also inside there, maybe how to develop karma biting, then we'll continue that, yeah.
所以呢，下一堂课可能我们就先做复习了，因为复习我们的下士道还有中士道，然后我们再开始这个中士道，然后我们就要讲止观的这个部分。
I mean, so when you have time, good to leave.Read the Lamrim book, you know, so much as possible read, then you have some question, then go to ask same time, yeah. So then you read, explain, you know, any you don't understand in Lamrim, so you can bring up the question, so that's more helpful, yeah, rather than I talk continually, you know.
所以呢，如果你有时间的话呢，你其实可以先去翻看一下这个菩提道次第的那些经文啊，自己去看，然后看看你有什么问题，你读的时候有什么地方你不明白，然后上课的时候呢，你就可以发问了啊。所以呢，你可以先去做一些阅读的工作，然后呢，来上课的时候呢，你就可以提问了，这样可能对你的帮助会比较大，而不是天人觉这么一直讲个不停，然后你这么听，然后他也不知道你听明白了没有。回家做功课有功课做。
OK，
可以不可以？你忘记做功课也可以来的，不用紧。
Okay, read. Okay, must read.
啊、okay, ，所以天如姐鼓励大家去翻去读。
Okay, read much as possible, many as much as possible. The Lamrim books are available everywhere, I think. Yeah.
这个菩提道次第的书呢，很容易就可以找得到，很容易就可以找得到，所以大家可以随手拿一本看。
Okay, then we stop here.
现在我们就做回向。
现在。Do that dedication.Oh, did they have the book? I don't know. Dedication, yeah. Dedication.
Page 33.
The white prayer book, I think the white one. If we have.
Optional prayers of dedication.
Okay. If we have, then do that.
Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more. Just as a brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra too realize things as they are, also I dedicate all these merits in the best way.That I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtue with the dedication praise as the best, by the victorious ones thus gone over three times, so that I might perform the noble bodhisattva's deeds. Page 32, long life prayer for His Holiness. And then after that, the next verse on page 33, then jump back to 32 for long life prayer for Rinpoche, Lama Zopa Rinpoche.
Can do in English.
In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who makes extremely clear the path is unification of emptiness and compassion. To the lotus holder Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. You who uphold the subdual's moral way,who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjuna's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Page 36, final dedication verses. May the king of Dharma, Tsongkhapa's way of Dharma practice flourish, may the omens of obstacles be pacified,and all the conducive circumstances be complete. By relying on the two accumulations of myself and others in the three times, may the teachings of a conqueror, Losang Drangpa, last for a long time.
Okay, thank you for everyone. We'll see you next week, Saturday. Yeah? Oh, no.
Sunday.
Oh, sorry. Next week.Sunday.
今天我们的开始就圆满结束了。我们下个星期一点半，同样时间在这里。好，谢谢大家。魏森。
They say no lesson next week.
There is, Agnes, there is lesson next week. There is lesson. BP exam is at 5 p.m.
Huh? Oh, they cancel it. soul.